Tips for Meditation, Part 1. So a lot of people think meditation is about trying to stop your thoughts. But this is almost impossible. Thoughts are like emotions and sensations. They're things that arise within your consciousness, and you can become aware of them. You can notice them. You can choose to think about them, label them, attach a particular emotion to them. But they're not something that can be just instantly turned off. And in fact, if we sit there in meditation thinking that we should be turning all of our thoughts off, if we sit there in meditation trying to turn our thoughts off, we'll inevitably become disappointed and frustrated. So instead of trying to stop our thoughts, we are certainly trying to inhabit our consciousness in ways beyond thought. We're trying to pay attention to other things that our consciousness can focus on, such as sensations, such as emotions, feelings, awareness itself. And so what I invite people to do is to actually set a really good quality intention at the beginning of each meditation. And that intention is that you're going to stay as attentive as possible to your meditation technique. And each time you notice your mind has wandered, each time you've become distracted or lost in thought, as soon as you realize you've become distracted, just acknowledge that and then bring yourself back to meditation. Bring yourself back to whatever meditation technique you were doing at the time. So if you imagine we're doing a breathing meditation, for example, and we're there in our meditation, we're observing the patterns and rhythm of the breath, observing the inhale, observing the exhale, and then, oops, there goes our wandering mind, and we start thinking about what's for dinner or what emails you need to send or what jobs you need to do at work tomorrow. And then, you notice your mind has wandered. And as soon as you notice your mind has wandered, as soon as you realize you've become distracted, you just bring yourself back to attention again. In this case, back to the breathing in and out through the nose, observing the different parts of your breath. And then, of course, 2.5 nanoseconds later, your mind wanders again. So you start thinking about whether little Johnny's okay playing in the other room with his sister. You start thinking about the money. Have you got enough money for this month or whatever? And then as soon as you notice, bring yourself back to attention. It doesn't matter how many times your mind wanders. It doesn't make you a good or bad meditator. In fact, please throw out any notion of being good or bad at meditating. The only thing that matters is the quality of your intention, that each time you notice your mind has wandered, as soon as you notice, you bring yourself back. And it's that very process of setting the attention of the mind, then the mind becoming distracted and wandering off, noticing that and bringing yourself back to attention is the real core mind training that we do when we're meditating. That training the mind to bring itself back to attention, training the mind to be able to focus on what your consciousness tells your mind to focus on. And what you do when you do this is you're strengthening the frontal cerebral cortex, the part of the mind we know is responsible for that paying attention. Now, what's really important, of course, is that when your mind wanders and when you notice your mind has wandered, you know, however long that takes for you to notice your mind has wandered, that when you notice you've become distracted, you bring yourself back to attention with kindness and compassion. If you like, have a little giggle at yourself. Have a little giggle at your monkey mind for how much it loves to wander off. But bring yourself back to attention gently and with kindness. Because if you do start to have patterns of thought such as, oh, stupid me, what's wrong with me? Why is my mind so busy? I can't focus my mind. This is ridiculous. You know, and you start opening your eyes and maybe peeping at other people in the room who look so zen and tranquil. Well, then that will lead to frustration. That will lead to self-doubt. That will lead to giving up, to not trying, to not bothering. You know, I hear that a lot. Oh, I can't meditate because my mind's too busy. You know, and of course, that's a bit of an oxymoron. You know, if you have a busy mind, that's even more reason to meditate. But you have to do it with kindness and compassion for the self. So each time you bring yourself back, you do it with kindness and compassion. And those two core components, setting the intention and bringing yourself back when the mind wanders, and being compassionate and kind to yourself, are really the two core skill sets needed when practicing meditation.